This is a continuation of the March 21st, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 412 for property ID 118259388. The property is owned by AH4R Properties 2 LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Patrick Dowling present as the representative for the appellant, and he's over video chat. So go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal. Let me just make sure, you bought this in February of 2022, is that correct?
Yep, we bought it in February of 2022, and our evidence is it's pretty straightforward. So we had purchased it for, let me hold up here, sorry.
$470,600?
We had purchased it for, on 2/15/2022, for $470,600. And based on that, we believe the market price for the home should be $470,600 based on that it was just purchased at that price.
I don't have any further questions.
Yeah, that's pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm. Well, was this an arm's length transaction? Kind of looking at it, it looks like it was maybe an intercorporation transfer or something. Or did you actually buy it? Someone bought it in November of 21 for $511. And I'm just wondering, if there was something going on there.
Yeah, from my understanding, it was an arm's length transaction. That's what we have it marked. We had purchased it from $470,600 from an organization outside of our own. So.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. I don't have any questions either. It's pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Okay. And we did receive your new address, so we'll be using that one.
Great. Thanks, guys. Is there anything else I need to provide you, or am I good to hop off the call?
I think you're good.
All right. Thanks. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. And then I'll have you go, Dan.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 21st, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 380 for property ID 131173010. The property is owned by Alfred Ferdet and Maria Ferdet. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I'll hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is the March 21st, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. Hearing before us involves petition number 379 for property ID 256760000. The property is owned by Michael A. Kiesling and Kimberly L. Kiesling. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Kimberly Kiesling present over video chat for the appellant. So we'll go ahead and have you raise your right hand, and we'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from the court as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, great. Our appeal is based off the since the year of January 1st, 2022, closest to the dates of our assessed value. I have three comparisons, and what did I write down? Okay, so I am basing our land value at what you guys are saying, or the assessor is saying, at 283,803. And then our home at 5,197, totaling 784,000. That is,
I believe. Can I interrupt you for just a minute?
Sure.
Did you submit anything to us? Or with your comps?
When I set my, yes, I did. When I set my application in, I had also done all the legwork then, and I did my worksheet then.
Okay, so I don't have anything except just her petition. Am I the only one that?
I don't have anything but a petition.
Yeah, that's all I have is a petition to it.
Yeah, I don't have any of your comps. If you submitted them online or in writing or mailed them, or
I mailed them with my application, or the
petition.
Yeah.
All right, I'm taking a look right now.
Because you've appeared before us before, haven't you?
Oh, many times. Yeah, this is the fifth time, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
While we're waiting, did you do anything in a remodel or anything between last year and this year?
No. We've done a little bit of work outside on our ground. Like, we leveled it in spots, but that was it.
And no reason. Is this value from last year, is that the value we set, or was that by the assessor?
The assessor, I'm sorry, say that. What was your question then?
The value that is shown on your notice of value, we have the notice of value, and the value that was set there last year was $693,000. Was that a value that we set, or was that set by the assessor?
That was the new evaluation after I appeared for you, and that was your decision of the 693. Yeah.
Michelle's still looking.
Yeah. Okay.
So all we have in the physical file, and maybe it got, like, the physical file only has this, so it doesn't look like it would have been on our end. It looks like we just have the front side of the petition form and then the notice of value.
I sent the whole thing. I sent three pages. I sent the front page, the second page, and then the worksheet. I have copies of what I sent too, so.
Okay. She's scanning it to me, but it sounds like all we've got is two pages.
Which is what? The notice of value and the form?
Yeah.
You don't have my worksheet?
It doesn't sound like we have the worksheet.
Did you send them electronically, or did you mail them?
I mailed them in. I mailed them. Well, this was back in August.
Yeah, this is stamped in August 5th. Yeah.
To come in just a second. I'll pull it up once it's in.
Okay.
What are you pulling in, Shel?
The scan of her stuff.
Okay.
Sorry, it'll just take 1 second. Okay, so this is what we have in the file. So we have so just these two pages from the envelope, and we still got the envelope and there wasn't anything else.
Go back through those again. Okay, that's the front page. The back page is not there either.
Right.
It's there.
You just have the front page?
Yeah. It's funny that the back page wouldn't be there.
Yeah, so we've got the front of that and nothing on the back and the notice of value and nothing on the back. And then the other.
So you did get my second page?
This is all we have, and like we've still got the envelope.
Well, that's amazing. You kept the envelope. I don't know. I have I sent in three pages.
Sorry, that's what we have.
Well,
why is there a blank page in there, Michelle?
So Allison scanned it two-sided. So this is the front of page one, and this is the back of page one. And this is the front of page two, and this is the back of page two.
Because we didn't even get the second.
And what are these other things?
And those are our letters.
What are the other? Oh, okay.
That's the rest of what's in there.
So what do you want to do then? I don't understand. What happens now then?
show us your page that you sent in.
Okay, I'll show you page by page. Here's the first one.
Okay.
There's the second one. And here's the third one.
And did you send in the notice of value? Maybe I missed that. You sent in your copy of the notice of value? That. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I made a photocopy of that.
Okay.
Of this. You mean from the...
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it would have been 4.
That's weird. So you've got 4 pages in there, but they're 2 blank pages. I'm going to, I guess, close the hearing, and we will talk offline, and Michelle will let you know what we're going to do.
Okay, I'll close it. This is a continuation of the March 21st, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 385 for property ID 104-990-024. The property is owned by Bogdan Lendell. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Bogdan Lendell present over video chat for the appellant. So go ahead and raise your right hand, and we'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from... Go ahead and raise... We're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, so I got the bill here, and it's due end of April. What do I do with it? Do I wait for your letter, or?
So no, you have to go ahead and pay it, because they have to rebill you for it. So you pay that, and if you if we lower your property value, then you'll get either an application for a reduction of the next payment so that it comes out to the assessed value that we've decided, or... They will send you a refund check, one or the other.
That's probably just for half for the year. You don't have to pay more than what that first bill, you don't have to pay the whole year at once. So just do what the minimum is to not get any fees.
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead and tell us what you want to.
So I just want to say that there was a massive damage to both floors of the house and also outside. And then both floors were flooded with water. And then the water was heavily coming out of the corner. And then quite a bit of land washed as well. Needs to be fixed. And then I also need to redo the whole landscaping. Because for over a year, there has not been any water. There has not been any electricity, no gas. And then the house is being... there's no insulation. There's basically just siding and the roof, what's left from the house. And then there is a big one-inch gap all over front door. There are holes in the first floor. You can see the ground. I've sent you guys the photos there with everything. And then there was a dead bird that I had to take out. The animals are coming in. I mean, it's just a big mess. I mean, the bird got in. There was blood everywhere, poop everywhere, trying to get out. It's the photo number 63, if you guys want to look at that. But
did you own this house at the time it flooded, or did you buy it that way?
I owned it.
Okay.
What happened?
Basically, the tenant left. Tenant left washer dryer thingies on, and then he didn't pay the bill, and they shut the water down on Christmas. So when he got evicted in January, he took his washer and dryer with him, and he left the spigots or whatever they're called. Spigots? The way you connect the washer. Sorry, English is my third language. I'm from Ukraine. He left it on in on position, but the water wasn't coming in because the city shut the water down. And then they put my name on collection because he didn't pay for the water. So I made the payment from here, from this spot, to pay the water bill. So my name would not be on a collection. And then the city turned on the water and then it started flooding. And then 911 called me saying your house is destroyed totally. And then I gave you guys police report and I gave you guys a firefighter's report as well.
Oh, jeez.
And then the next day I had to hire the company to get all the water out. And then they sent me a bill for $84,000. I sent you guys that as well. So I still owe that money. And then in total, Vales Construction, I did some estimations to get to see how much it's going to be to fix it, to put it back into the original position, you know, original how it looked before. And then Vales Construction estimated cost to be at about $185,000. To put it back. That was last year. It was the inflation and things, how it's going. It's probably around 200,000 just to put it back as it was, plus 84,000 from Robinson. So in total, I need around 270,000 to fix the house. That was last year. It was inflation. It's probably around 300,000 to put it back as it was before. Plus, there are additional damages each month due to the house not having electricity, water, and nobody's living in it. And then it's getting more and more damage every single month due to the freezing weather we had. You know, we had 25 degrees a few times. I mean, it was a cold winter. And then plus people, since nobody's living there, people are damaging it, including breaking my I put a brand new fence. They put they broke it. Landscaping, they're trashing it, they're dumping stuff there. I had to file a police report around that as well. So there's no way the house is $273,000 as it was. I got a proposed recommended value of $273,000, which I said it should be lower than that to $270,000. But this bill is at $336,000, which is obviously not way out of line. So I got a proposed recommended value from the assessor's place at $273,000, and my petitioner's value I put in at $230,000. So based on house being almost totally destroyed, the damage continues, you know, the bills and then the amount of money needed to be to restore, the total assessed value should be $230,000, $130,000 for land and $90,000 for the house. So based on all the evidence...
I'll just say, how much did your insurance pay? Did you get some insurance money to help with any of this?
Zero.
Because the water was left on, or
they're saying I should. I don't know. They're saying I have an attorney to handle the situation. Oh. So they paid zero so far, and I still have mortgage payment, property tax payment, and an insurance payment. So I'm in a really bad situation, so if you guys can help me out by at least valuing it correctly, I'd really appreciate it. So that's the situation.
Has the insurance totally rejected it so far?
Correct.
Based on what? I mean, did they tell you why?
They said based on whatever the guy who lived there told them. So I'm trying to figure out what happened.
Yeah, good thing you have an attorney.
So obviously this is incorrect, and then I should have fixed it right away. I mean, if the guy would pay his bill and not be evicted, and close the on off switch, none of this stuff would be happening. So, but it is what it is right now. I'm dealing with that. In addition to this, So I'm just asking you guys, I mean, I sent you guys photos. Were you guys able to review yesterday?
Yeah.
I sent you 68 pictures. I sent you the bill, all the work that the restoration company did for $85,000. And then I sent you guys the general contractor's estimate as well. So based on the evidence and the facts provided, I ask you that you set the total property value at $230,000. That's the true current value. And then every month it is getting more damaged and destroyed. So, as I said,
you're not sure if you're going to get any insurance out of it or not, correct?
Correct. So I'm really stuck with, and I can't sell it because nobody wants to, you know, I have loans and stuff on it, and then I cannot, it's a really bad situation all around.
Got it. Okay. I understand it.
Yep. So do I. Thank you for calling in.
Yep. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And then Dan will have to close it.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 21st, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 384 for property ID 37912625. The property is owned by Norman C. File. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Norman File present over video chat for the appellant. So at this time, Norman, we'll go ahead and have you raise your right hand and we'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
So no questions that I know of.
Okay.
I wasn't.
So go ahead.
Because of all the
COVID. Go ahead and tell us what you want to.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead and tell us whatever you want to.
Okay. Well, I was going to say because of COVID and stuff, I had meant to get this filed a year or more earlier because it's my understanding that every appraisal is a judgment call, but I've always been taught that the purchase of a property was the exact value. That when more than one person bids, and there was bidding on my case, when they bid on land or a property, that establishes a value. The property is worth what someone's willing to pay for it. And so that was the main argument I have. And they offered me to come up with different comparable properties. And my home isn't a tract home, and I don't know of any other property that's anywhere close to exactly like mine, so I'm not really willing to go and put it that direction. I did have, you've got the value that I suggested, $155,000 for the land, $390,055 for the structures, and that was, I tried to update that from the purchase price to be more realistic because some of the inflation has taken place.
When did you buy it? What date did you buy the home?
Have it in front of me. Let me see. In 2020, at about, well, I know I took possession about May 16th.
Okay. Thank you.
doing. I don't think I have real handy in front of me what the purchase date was.
Well, probably somewhere in May of 2020, correct?
Well, probably before that, maybe March, you know, or closer. Because I was bidding on it right in the middle of COVID and so forth. So
was there a realtor involved? Did you use a realtor, and did the seller use a realtor?
I had my realtor, and there was a selling realtor.
Okay.
The selling realtor, when I was telling her that I wanted to make a request to lower the, you know, the valuation, and told her, you know, about the bid price and so forth, and she said, well, she thought my best case was to go on the fact that it was a dated home, and it wasn't, the value wasn't that high, but I'm not into, I accepted it the way it was, that's the way I bid on it, so that's what I've got. I do, so I'm basing my whole basis on the fact that, like I said, I think when there's willing buyers and there's willing seller, and that price should establish the true value of the home at that time. Then you have to worry about the increases with inflation and other things that take place. Since I don't offer you any comparable property, I did get a letter from Open Door Realty wanting to sell my property. This was dated 22 September of 22, and they estimated the value between $432,000 to $528,000, which is also lower than what the assessor had put on it. And then just yesterday, 20 March 23, I received an unsolicited insurance quote, which was based on a dwelling protection. So this doesn't cover the land, but they wanted to put the home and fire insurance and set the value at $411,015. So I think that's basically all I have to present. I will take questions if you have other questions about anything.
So when you say it's dated, what are the finishes like in the house?
Well, old paint schemes, and I know I have white fixtures in the kitchen. I've got old tile instead of the newer type kitchen sort of thing.
What's your floor? Do you have wood floors, or do you have laminate floors, or?
It's carpeted throughout.
Okay.
Although they're telling you it's worth less than you paid for it. I just looked it up. You paid $495 for it in May of 2020. And you think it's worth less than that?
No, I'm not thinking it's dropped in value. I think it's increased.
$545 is what he
said. But I don't think it's went up as much as the assessor has said. And I think had he reset the value when I purchased it, then it would be probably, we might not have a disagreement, I don't know. But he based it on the higher valuation that he had, which was higher at the time I bought it. I think it was closer to $550, if I'm not mistaken.
Do you have a basement, or is it all just a ranch style home?
It's just pure ranch style.
Okay.
One other thing I thought is the property has a very steep slope on the back side, so the back part of my lot isn't really usable. I got about 20 foot a yard, and then I have a great arbor and a fence behind that grape arbor, and then it just drops off real, like, a not as steep as a A-frame, but as a the old-fashioned, what, square rough houses that used to be so common.
So do you back up to Andreessen, or are you on the north, more on the north side?
I'm between Andreessen, that's, oh, a good, more than half a mile to my east, and then I have Divine about three blocks to the west. And I'm actually backing up against the power line that goes through that area.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And I think the power line drops the value of the property, too. I didn't. A lot of people are afraid to live anywhere near the radiation of the power line.
I don't have any other questions.
No, I got it.
Yep, I don't have any other questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, I understand.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Very good, I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dan'll have you close it.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 21st, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 386 for property ID 256-757-000. The property is owned by Raymond Walls. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There was no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I will hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.